Quip knocked quietly on the door and said in almost a whisper,
"Gramps, do you have time to visit with me, Grandpa? I can come back later if you're busy."
Quip was hoping that he wouldn't be heard, but while Furtick's health was quickly deteriorating, his hearing was still quite good. Furtick said in a low but audible voice,
"Come in, boy."
Quip entered and took the chair by the bed. Furtick seemed very frail but alert.
"It's been a while, my Quip. I would hear of your exploits as a digital mechanic and ladies' man."
Quip thought to himself, "Oh, great. Not only am I here to be dressed down for being a Nazi, I'm going to have to hear about my lack of sexual prowess."
"Grandfather, forgive me, for I erred. I was foolish and vain. I let my immediate team members down. In a fit of anger, I became a part of the assassination of a low-life porn producer and his team of parasites. Worst of all, I tried to keep it from our family. Wolfgang said that based on my actions, I was no better than a Nazi. Perhaps he was right."
Furtick struggled slightly to speak, licked his lips, and then asked,
"So who told you he was a bad actor? Did you seek consensus in your theory, and did they too confirm the facts with you?"
Being emotionally filleted twice in one day was not something Quip was going to endure ever again, and said,
"There was no one telling me this had to be done. And no, I trusted my own judgment based on all the details I unearthed on this individual. I camped onto a group of others who were plotting to kill him anyway, but I over-contributed to his demise as well as the rest of his team. I failed to perform a team member review."
Quip offered Furtick a sip of water as he struggled to get his voice out. He coughed for a minute, but held onto Quip's hand.
"So you joined a lynching party? Quip, do you remember what I asked you when you and your brother were boys and were caught doing something foolish? I'd always asked you if your buddy Jacques Bruneau jumped off the balcony, would you follow him in that dumb stunt too? Just because someone else is vectored on a fool's mission is no excuse for following. Did you stop to think that they might have been using you to be the scapegoat? Or perhaps that the lynching party was a ruse to get you and your resources to do their bidding?"
Quip was astonished at the question and mumbled,
I hadn't considered that possibility. I thought that this was a porn producer and that..."
Furtick interrupted.
"You fell into the classic trap the Nazis used on many of our comrades in arms. Pull a stunt that makes you believe what your eyes think you've seen, and then get you to pull the trigger. Once that is done, they have something on you to coerce you to do their bidding. This is why we don't work individually, because once your emotions have been launched, you can be herded like cattle. A team can explore the X factor and examine a situation from multiple angles. My dear boy, I love you so much, but I can't stress this enough. I believe you have the right honor. I must know that you are safe from the Nazi thinking that nearly destroyed..."
Furtick was overcome with a coughing fit, struggled to catch a deep breath, but held onto Quip's hand. Then he stopped coughing. The hand relaxed, and Furtick was gone. It took Quip a second to comprehend that his grandfather had died in their last ever conversation. Quip shook with guilt, anger, fear, and tears at this last instance of communication with his grandfather. He knew their conversation would haunt him until his last conversation. Even though Furtick could no longer hear Quip, he said quite deliberately,
"Grandfather, I will never let you or my teammates down again. I swear it."